This is, without a doubt, the worst, most tragic day of my life. I can't believe I'm being forced to work with one of them. Oh, this is awful. No, no, be positive. Be positive, dear. Water off a duck's back, water off a duck's back. Maybe their ship sank on the way here. And the Nakim diplomat is just a bloated corpse now, adrift in the ocean. Oh, crap. That noble by the road matches the description I was given. And the color of their clothes. But there's no one else with them. Driver, stop here. Good morrow. I am looking for the diplomat sent by the Nakim family. I see you wear their colors. Do you know where they are? Ah, so it is you then. I am Lady Dia, third daughter to Casimir of the Adder House. And you? Oh, I wasn't aware we were being so casual. I will be as formal as I please. Thank you. We're off to a great start. Where is your carriage? Ride to the castle together. Fine. Yes, I suppose that will work. But where is your entourage? You know, your wardrobe, bodyguard, handmaiden. They were delayed. I see. Well, get in. We should be underway. Right. I assume we were told the same story, but I want to confirm that. I'll give an overview of our task we've been charged with, and you fill in any details that I've missed. And stay on your side of the carriage bench, if you please. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm trying to begin. Stop smirking at me. Act like you're stationed. Right. So, King Harald has passed and his succession is in question. His eldest children are twins, a daughter and a son. Yeah, you know where this is going. Each one claims that they are the true firstborn and deserving of the throne. Correct. A messy situation, but nothing we can't salvage. King Harald was widowed. His daughter was raised as the firstborn. Right. But his son claims to have proof that he was truly born first. And his sister needs to step down and let him rule. Don't get cozy to me. Stay on your side of the bench. I'm not afraid. I just know what will happen if you touch me. Take your hand away. Stop it. Stop waving it at me. Ugh, what a childish thing to do. Oh, I can continue now that you've had your fun. Fine. I was nearly done anyway. So, it's our job to determine which twin is the true firstborn and which of them is trying to steal the throne. Although, I have no idea why the Empress ordered diplomats from both of our houses. Out of the five noble families, this seems like a job for the Hares. Well, yes, everyone knows we, our families, hate each other. That's the point. I don't follow. Ah, because of our house's mutual dislike, any conclusion we draw together will be respected. Ah, naturally. It must be true if we can agree on it. Ugh. Yes, the Empress is very shrewd, isn't she? So, we will do interviews then. Or did you want to try and move through this more organically? Both? Very well. Ah! What did I say about coming over here? I know I'm stressed. I don't need your creepy Nakeem magic to calm down. What do I need? Well, I need you over on your side of the bench. Because if you don't, I'll pull out every embarrassing, shameful memory from your childhood and make you relive it. Good. I think we're starting to understand each other. An adder doesn't start a fight, but they can finish them. Besides, we won't have to suffer each other for long. This will be easy with your ability. You can just touch them and make them feel compelled to confess, right? Oh, what do you mean, confessional isn't a feeling? Can't you make them feel like they can trust you? Ugh, well, what can you do? Ugh, like... go of my hand. Yes, I feel very comfortable. Very relaxed. So tired. What? Do I feel like confessing a secret to you now that you're touching me? No. As a matter of fact, the second you take your hand off me, I'm going to make you forget every happy memory you've ever had. Let go. Yes, all right. Point taken. We won't determine which child is the true heir with your invasive Nakeem touch alone. What do you mean, what about me? See if they have any memories about lying. It's not nearly that simple. Well... the parents are dead, and no one remembers being born. And unless the twins have specific memories of confiding and conspiring with someone, or forging a document, I might not be able to get anything. The brain is complicated, okay? It's not a box you can just open and close. Fine, you get a demonstration too. I just need to get my smelling salts. Inhale slowly. Let the scent linger. Relax. I'm only going to look at your memories from today. Now a long, slow breath out. Those waffles you had for breakfast look incredible. Are you pouring melted chocolate over them? It looks like a dessert. A local McKeem delicacy? Huh. Right. I see you disembarking. Huh. Your carriage really is delayed. Interesting. I'm done. No, viewing memories is undetectable. Like your magic. Why use smelling salt? Well, scent is the most powerful trigger for memory. We use all kinds of things to help. Incense, cigarettes. You never know what will trigger a memory. Yes, I'm aware. You sound like my father. The most closely guarded secret in the entire empire, the five noble houses and our generational magic. For all the good it will do us here. You can make them feel comfortable. And I can hope they have specific memories about plotting to steal the throne. That's about it. No, I thought of that too. I can't just make them both amnesiacs and be done with it. They're gonna need their memories to rule, I guess. You know, you could be a little more helpful. This isn't a vacation. And I won't tolerate any Nakeem trickery. Play dumb if you want, but know this. I'm only here because the Empress ordered my father, who ordered me. I don't care how many stupid grins you flash me. I'm not going to forget who you are. And where you've come from. Really? I sound upset. I don't think you understand where we stand, Nakeem. I'll spell it out for you. If you cross me, I'll kill you. If you don't put your whole fucking heart into finding out which twin is the traitor, I'll scrape out your eyeballs. And then you can spend your trip home finding a name for the dog you'll have to lead you around. What? What do you mean you understand me? I wasn't asking if you understood me. It's a threat. You're also a third child. I don't really see... Yes, the need to prove myself is great. You're right about that. But it doesn't mean you understand me. And I don't need to understand you. I know where you come from, and that's enough. Calling me a frigid witch doesn't hurt me. As a matter of fact, I vastly prefer that you think of me that way. Good. Yeah, I do feel better. The castle approaches. Get ready. You'll be interviewing the daughter of the late king. Why don't you save your false charms for her? We'll talk after. Meet me in my rooms tonight. Don't let anyone see you.